What's up, guys? Adam here, and it's just me today. This is a solo podcast. It's actually my first ever solo podcast. And the reason why I wanted to record this is because I've had a number of conversations recently with people in my life that are really experiencing some strong and uncomfortable emotions. And in all of the conversations, what I've really gotten present to is the different approaches that people take to dealing with these strong and uncomfortable emotions, and how some of the approaches are more effective and more skillful, and other approaches are less effective and less skillful. And when I say strong, unpleasant emotions, what I think most people usually think of right away is the typically unpleasant emotions of sadness, depression, anger, rage, anxiety, resentment, jealousy. But this can also mean what people typically would label pleasant emotions, like joy and happiness and love. Those can also be uncomfortable. Just the other day, I was at a birthday party for a friend of mine, and I walked over and we were having a conversation, and she was explaining to me how at times throughout the day, throughout her birthday, it was very uncomfortable for her to receive that much love from people in her life, from friends in her life. And she was having to continue to open up and reopen, as her body's natural tendency was to close off because it was so uncomfortable to be showered in that much love. So I bring this up just to say, you know, it can be unpleasant emotions, and it can also be pleasant emotions that can make us uncomfortable. And when it comes to being uncomfortable, what the natural reaction, which is completely normal, of our ego is to not want to feel the uncomfortable emotion. And our ego has many, many sneaky defense mechanisms to deploy against us, to try and prevent us from feeling the uncomfortable emotion. And it's completely normal. And I want to bring this up, and I want to bring our attention to it, because usually these are all happening unconsciously. We're not aware that we're doing it. We're not aware that we're doing some of these and partaking in some of these defense mechanisms to avoid feeling an underlying uncomfortable emotion. One of the really big and really main ways that the ego likes to avoid feeling uncomfortable emotions is to distract us. And again, all of these things are not bad and they're not wrong. It's just when we use them unconsciously to avoid feeling something. The many ways that the ego likes to distract us are, you know, you can distract yourself with work. You can distract yourself with your job, with your career, with your business. You can distract yourself with school, with education, with studying, with reading books, with learning. You can distract yourself with pursuing success. You can distract yourself with pursuing money. You can distract yourself with your family, with your siblings, with your parents, using them to distract you from feeling an uncomfortable emotion, calling them up, texting them, going, hanging out with them. You can distract yourself with relationships, friendships, romantic relationships, you know, always having to have a partner or be in a relationship to avoid feeling uncomfortable emotions. Like maybe being alone is super uncomfortable. So you use your partner in a relationship to distract you from feeling alone. You can use socializing, going out, nightlife, being out all of the time, being in groups of people all of the time. You can distract yourself by talking. You can distract yourself by thinking. You can distract yourself by debating, by arguing with people, by always having to have something to debate. You can distract yourself by blaming other people. You can distract yourself with entertainment. You can distract yourself with Netflix, with movies, with podcasts. This podcast, literally right now, listening to this podcast, could be a distraction for you. You can distract yourself with social media, you know, unconsciously grabbing your phone and scrolling through social media without even realizing it. It's almost just this knee-jerk reaction to grab your phone and scroll social media whenever there's a slight emotional disruptance in our body. You can distract yourself with drugs, with alcohol, with cannabis, with any other drug of your choice. You can distract yourself with sex. You can distract yourself with learning, reading. That was a big one of mine. That was a huge one of mine, in fact. I found that in the past, I would, a lot of the time, pick up and start reading books or start learning something whenever I was feeling uncomfortable, an uncomfortable emotion. And I didn't even realize that I was doing it. Another big one for me was working in my business. And just because there's, when you're an entrepreneur, there's always something that you can work on in your business. And so for me, whenever I unconsciously felt an emotional, uncomfortable emotion, I would just go and work on my business because it's a great distraction. Another big one for me in the past was traveling. You know, feeling uncomfortable and just picking a new destination to travel to. And I can remember in the past, kind of going back and connecting the dots, what's so interesting is when I was really feeling uncomfortable, maybe I was experiencing a lot of anxiety or I was feeling a little bit depressed. Those are the times that I would travel to a very, very far out destination, like India, where there's a million distractions because it's so different from, you know, where I grew up, my natural environment. So I'd travel to India and I'd walk down the street and there'd be a million distractions that would pull my attention away from being on that uncomfortable emotion. Our ego can also, it also likes to deny. It likes to deny that there's even an uncomfortable emotion there. Say, this isn't happening. This isn't there. Our ego likes to suppress the emotion. I can remember back one of my first relationships ever ended with a very uncomfortable ending. And instead of processing that uncomfortable emotion that was coming up for me, well, a number of uncomfortable emotions, I didn't quite know how at the time, as I was still in high school, I was younger. And so I suppressed the entire event. And I went from one day feeling very sad, and the next day was almost like it didn't happen. Like I just suppressed the entire event. Other ways that the ego likes to distract us from feeling the uncomfortable emotion is to manipulate people, to manipulate circumstances, to manipulate experiences, essentially to scheme your way out from feeling the uncomfortable emotion. It's kind of like walking around with a rock in your shoe. And as you go through life, certain experiences bring up certain uncomfortable emotions in you. And if we don't go in and deal with the uncomfortable emotion, we collect it as another rock in our shoe. And we begin to walk around through life with rocks in our shoe. And with every step we take, they dig into our foot and they dig into our foot and they dig into our foot. And they become extremely uncomfortable. But we can trick ourselves for short periods of time and distract ourselves from feeling that rock in our shoe. Or we can begin to walk differently. Maybe we will walk with a limp and alter our entire life to avoid dealing with the rock in our shoe, to avoid dealing with the uncomfortable emotion. And so the framework that I'm going to give you today is a very simple framework to be able to deal with the uncomfortable emotions as they come up. And I'm also going to give you two different ways that you can go down and start to remove those rocks from your shoe so that you can walk through life without suffering. It's when we resist dealing with these uncomfortable emotions that we actually create suffering for ourselves. It's not the event that's taking place outside of us. It's not the emotion that's coming up in our body. It's actually our resistance to both of those that creates our suffering. And for me, my story, I, to be completely honest with you, had no idea how to deal with uncomfortable emotions for most of my life. And it wasn't until I retired from playing basketball that I started my business, and I was working in my business, and then it was like everything in my life kind of came together to serve me up with a lot and a lot and a lot of pain. And during that time in my life, I was really forced to sit down and deal with these uncomfortable emotions because, to be completely honest with you, my shoes were full of rocks. They're completely full. I couldn't fit another rock in there. So it was time for me to sit down and to start to remove some of these rocks from my shoe because life was just too painful. And throughout that time in my life, what I really discovered was we all have an emotional container. And this emotional container is, picture it as a bunch of walls surrounding us. And whenever an uncomfortable emotion comes up, when it gets really uncomfortable, what it's doing is it's pushing on those walls of our emotional container. And that's what's creating the discomfort. But when you're able to actually feel and deal with the uncomfortable emotion, what it's doing is it's pushing on those walls and it's expanding your emotional container. It's edging those walls out and edging those walls out. And it's extremely uncomfortable a lot of times when we're doing it. But as soon as that emotion passes through, what you now have is a greater window of tolerance. Those walls are pushed out. Your emotional container is much bigger. And so the next time something happens in your life and an emotion comes up, you have a greater window of tolerance and your body and your nervous system can handle more. It can handle more. So stuff that would really throw you off in the past and really cause you a lot of emotional disruption, those just pass right through. They don't even hit your walls. And so whenever an uncomfortable emotion comes up, it's really viewing it as a gift, as an opportunity to push on our walls. Even though it's extremely uncomfortable at times, as soon as we push on those walls and we build the capacity and we expand our emotional container, now we are much more able to go through life and deal with the stuff that life gives us. And that's really the ability to deal with what is, to deal with the truth, to deal with life, instead of the many ego defense mechanisms that we can deploy on it. And the process, the framework that I've kind of Frankenstein together throughout dealing with my own painful experiences in my life, my own uncomfortable emotions, is, again, it's a very simple one. It's a very simple one, and I'm going to walk you through it step by step right now. But I want you to know that even though it's very simple, it's not easy. It's not easy because the secret to dealing with the uncomfortable emotions, the secret to taking those rocks out of your shoe, the secret to expanding those walls of your emotional container is to feel the emotion fully. That's it. And not a lot of people do that because it's difficult. And that's why not a lot of people reach their full potential in life. And that's why, unfortunately, a lot of people suffer over long periods of time in their life because they're walking around with a bunch of rocks in their shoe. And that's what I was doing for most of my life. So let's go through the step-by-step framework to dealing with your uncomfortable emotions. So the first thing that you're going to want to do is find a place where you feel safe and you feel comfortable. Maybe that's in your bedroom, maybe it's in your office, maybe it's in some room in your house. Just find somewhere where you can sit down, where you feel safe and you feel comfortable and it's quiet. The next thing that you're going to want to do is conjure up the emotion. So conjure up whatever emotion you're going to work through if you're not already feeling it. The next thing that you're going to do is just sit upright and relax your body. Be alert, but relax your body. The next thing you're going to want to do is get into the present moment. Now, this is important. And the reason why it might be difficult for you is because your ego doesn't want you to be in the present moment. Because your ego doesn't want to feel the uncomfortable emotion that is arising in the present moment. So your ego is going to try and spin you off into the future, into the past, into la la land, into fantasy land in your mind. And a really good trick to becoming very present is to use your five senses. So go through each one of your five senses: sight, sound, taste, touch, and smell. Go through them one by one and just bring your attention to them. What are you seeing right now? Are you seeing art hanging on the wall? Are you seeing the sunlight pouring in through your bedroom window? Are you seeing your bed in the corner of the room? Sound, what are you hearing right now? Are you hearing the fan buzzing on the ceiling? Are you hearing the birds chirping outside? Just go through each one of your senses one by one. And the reason why this works is because we can't receive information from our senses if we're not in the present moment. So by going through each one of them and bringing your attention to them, you're grounding yourself down into the present moment. The next step is to connect to your body. To connect to your body. And the uncomfortable emotion that you're feeling exists in your body. It's nowhere else. It's not out there. It's not in your mind. It's nowhere. It's in your body. So this step is to connect to your body and try and locate in your body where that uncomfortable emotion exists. So go through your body and scan your entire body and see where that uncomfortable emotion is coming up and feel into it. Feel into that uncomfortable emotion. Is it big? Is it small? Is it hollow? Is it thick? Is it thin? Is it red? Is it white? Is it angry? Is it jealous? Is it resentful? Is it hot? Is it cold? Is it tingling? Is it numb? Is it dull? Is it aching? Just start to feel into what's there. And the next step is to fully feel what is there for you, to fully feel that uncomfortable emotion. The analogy that I like to give for this is opening the floodgate. Think of it like a dam holding back a bunch of water. Your job is to open up that dam and fully allow that emotion to flow. After that, you want to give yourself permission. Give yourself permission to fully feel what is there. This might look like a verbal, saying it out loud to yourself. I am allowed to feel what is there. It is okay for me to feel fully what is coming up for me. It is safe. I am safe right now. I am safe to feel what is there. And you can continuously recite this out loud to yourself, or you can do it in your head. But by giving yourself permission, you're opening that floodgate up more. The next step is to observe with curiosity what is actually there for you, what is actually flowing for you, what is actually there in your body. And the trick to this is to get curious and to observe without judgment, without making it wrong, without making it bad, without laying any type of conceptual overlay on top of it. So you want to get curious. You want to maybe zoom around and bring your attention and bring your awareness to zoom around and zoom out and look at it from different angles. What is actually there? What is actually flowing in your body? Go on top of it. Look down on it. Go below it. Look up at it. Go through it. Start to explore what's in it. Just observe with curiosity without going up into your mind, without laying a conceptual overlay. Just feel. And the next step is to come back to your body. Now, what's going to happen is your ego is going to want to kick you out of your body. Because again, your ego does not want to be there feeling what's coming up. And your ego is going to want to kick you up into your mind over and over. And every time this happens, just become aware of it and then bring your attention back onto your body. And give yourself some grace and compassion with this, because it's probably going to happen a number of times and it's completely normal. Just every time it does, just bring yourself back to your body. Bring your attention back to your body to stay out of your mind. And the last step is to just do nothing. To just do nothing. Don't pick up the remote and flip on the TV. Don't pick up your phone and scroll social media. Don't call a friend. Don't start thinking about what you're going to cook for dinner. Just sit down and do nothing. And that's it. That's it. That's all of the steps. It's a simple framework. And again, it's simple, but it's not easy. And that's why not a lot of people do it. Now, I want you to think of yourself as a big piece of software. And if you've ever seen a piece of software or lines of computer code, I want you to think of yourself as just a piece of software. And when you're born, you come into this world and you inherit your lines of code, your software from your parents. And when you inherit those lines of code, when you inherit that software, what you also inherit is errors or corrupt lines of code in your software. So now you have software and you have a whole bunch of errors throughout it that you've inherited. And we call these errors bugs. And then you start going through life, and as a young child, maybe you go to school and you have an experience that is emotionally overwhelming, or even could be perceived as an experience that is life-threatening. And every time this happens, when you don't deal with the uncomfortable emotion that's coming up for you, what you actually do is you acquire another bug in your software. So you're going through life and all of these experiences are happening, and we're acquiring more bugs and more bugs and more bugs. And now our software becomes really buggy. It's got a lot of errors in it. And the results that we're getting from our life are the results that we're getting from our software. And our software is becoming very inefficient because it's got bugs all over it. Now, the bugs are located all throughout your body. And when an uncomfortable emotion comes up, treating it like a gift, because it actually is bringing you a lot of information. It's bringing you a message. That uncomfortable emotion that's coming up for you is actually saying, hey, 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 look, listen to me, listen to me. Look right here in your body. You have a bug in your software, and it's right here in your body. And if we can slow down and listen and bypass those ego defense mechanisms, we can get into our body by using the simple steps that I gave you. We can get into our body and we can feel fully what is there, what that emotion is. And when we do that, we are going in and we're actually removing that bug from our software. And as soon as we remove that bug from our software becomes more efficient. And the results that we get from life in general are more desirable. And This is how you put an end to repeating unpleasant behaviors in your life. This is how you put an end to repeating unpleasant, intrusive thoughts. This is how you put an end to unpleasant, repeating emotions that keep coming up over and over and over and just feel stuck. This is how you put an end to that. You remove these bugs one by one from your software. And you can do that by using the simple steps, the simple framework that I gave you. And another really, really good practice is to, you can even set reminders on your phone throughout the day. So set a multiple alerts on your phone. And every time an alert goes off on your phone, doing a body scan. And what you're doing is you're scanning your body. So whatever you're doing, if you're washing the dishes, whatever, and your alarm goes off, scan your body and see where you are holding tension in your body. Because when we're holding tension in certain areas in our body, those are where the bugs exist. And our tension is our resistance to allowing that emotion to flow, our resistance to allowing it to come and go. So scanning your body, see where you're holding the tension and allowing that tension to just dissolve. So if you're doing the dishes and your alarm goes off, you do a body scan. It won't take long, 1 minute, 2 minutes. Do a body scan and go through all of your major organs especially. So is your stomach tight? Are you clenching the muscles in your stomach? If so, just let your belly hang out, push it out. And just relax. Maybe take a couple deep belly breaths. Are you clenching your shoulders up around your neck? If so, just let your shoulders drop and roll them back. Are you clenching your fists? If so, just allow your hands to just relax. Are you clenching your jaw? If so, just let your jaw drop and relax. And just dissolve any tension in your body. And do this over and over throughout the day as each alert goes off. A more advanced way to do this is to use meditation. And this is part of my daily practice, is to go in and meditate, and throughout my meditation, get down out of my mind and into my body and find any areas in my body where I'm experiencing tension or potentially experiencing pain, and getting down into my body and just sitting in meditation with my attention on that part of my body. And you don't want to change it. You don't want to attack it. You don't want to try and fix it. You don't want to do anything. You just want to bring your attention to that part of your body and stay there for as long as you can. And the same thing is going to happen where your ego is going to try and kick you out, kick your attention out of there, up into your mind. So just keep bringing yourself and your attention back to that part of your body. And what you'll start to notice is that by doing this, you can really start to dissolve some of those areas of tension, some of those areas of pain, maybe even chronic pain in your body. And as you go in and you dissolve those areas in your body, what you're doing is you're removing those bugs from your software. You're removing the resistance that you're holding, that you're clenching in your body. And by removing that, again, you're developing a more efficient software where you can begin to get more desirable results out of life and start to eliminate some of those maybe potentially toxic or unpleasant behaviors, or those unpleasant thought patterns, or those unpleasant emotions that keep repeating throughout your life. So these are three practices that I use every day, and they're practices that, again, will allow you to really become a more efficient human being. And I hope the simple framework that I gave you gives you some confidence to truly reframe your perspective on these uncomfortable emotions. Because even though, you know, they can be scary, by having something like a simple framework, hopefully it can give you some confidence to be able to lean into them when they come up instead of running in the opposite direction. And by doing so, you start to take those rocks out of your shoe and you start to remove those bugs from your software and you begin to expand and edge out the walls of your emotional container. And if you're experiencing something right now, just understand that even though it might feel like it will last forever and it'll be like this forever, and it might feel like it's a very dark and scary cave, understand that it's a tunnel. It's a tunnel. And by taking on these simple practices, what you're actually doing is you're beginning to walk down and through that tunnel. And you're going to get to the other side of the tunnel, where as soon as you emerge from that tunnel, you really start to experience freedom and liberation. And I encourage you, although it may be scary, although it may be difficult, just one step at a time, just one step at a time. Keep walking through that tunnel. I believe in you. I believe that you can do this. And I hope these practices really, really help you as much as they've helped me. So thank you so much for listening. I love you. You got this, and have an awesome day.